The largest vacant building in downtown Macomb is the Lemoyne Hotel. The five-story building was once a downtown jewel with 86 rooms and an elegant dining room. Today, its interior is falling apart, and the building serves as nothing more than a newspaper loading dock. But major changes could be on the way, as Tri-State's Public Radio's Rich Egger reports.
I'm outside the Lemoyne at the corner of North Randolph and East Carroll Streets. If it's true what they say about real estate, that what matters is location, 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 then this concrete and red brick building has got what it takes. It's one block off the square and across the street from Chandler Park. The train station is just a block away, as you can hear in the background. This building also has an extra little something that makes it special, as suggested by the cornerstone. It reads, a community enterprise, 1926.
The powers to be in the community at the time did an actual campaign and got local fundraising and made it a community project.
This is Macomb Mayor Mike Inman.
And I think that's what makes it so historic, in that the community rallied behind bringing this hotel into the community because it was such a need that was not being met otherwise.
The building itself is in need today, in need of a significant rehab project.
If it deteriorates anymore, we're probably not any interested in it. We do have other buildings in mind in other areas. So time is of the essence, definitely, on this project.
That is Chris Trotter, owner of Trotter Contracting. He has a preliminary deal to convert the second through fifth floors into assisted living apartments. The first floor could include offices, activity rooms, and possibly a restaurant. But before that can happen, he needs to receive a loan from the USDA. Trotter is confident he can get it once a market study is completed. Trotter says he's lived in Macomb his entire life.
I've always had my eye on that building. As a kid, I remember being in that building and actually watching a parade go by from the windows there. And I have, quite a distinct memory of that, being a young kid watching the parade. Just hate to see the building get in any worse shape.
In fact, it probably cannot get much worse.
It's always been kind of dirty, too, but it was never really bad until the ceiling tile started collapsing.
That's Dave Gong, who reported for the McDonough County Voice until a few months ago. The Voice's offices were on the first floor of the Lemoyne until this spring, when conditions became so bad the paper had to move. This is when Gong took me through the building. As he mentioned, the ceiling on the first floor has started to collapse. Well, that's nothing compared to what's found when you walk the stairs to the upper floors, which look as though they've been hammered by a tornado. Water damage to the walls and ceilings is readily apparent. The floors are littered with plaster, glass, other debris, and an occasional dead bird. A musty odor permeates the upper floors.
It is a disaster, just because it's been just not been kept up over the years. I guess it's just gotten worse and worse, and as you go up, the damage gets worse. The next floor is not as good. Yeah, there's a whole room of just old desks and almost looks like a rotted out schoolroom up there. It's really, really disgusting.
The Lemoyne might not have been in good shape when Gatehouse Media acquired the building in 2007, but clearly nothing has been done since then to stabilize or improve it. Trotter says Gatehouse has accepted his offer for the building, but it's not a done deal. Trotter first must finalize financial details with the city, which can offer help such as TIF district funds. Trotter's plan is to develop the building, then sell it to a nonprofit group that's involved with assisted living. He's been working with just such a group, but he declined to name it. However, he says the group likes the Lemoyne.
It comes down to location. They like Macomb. They like the area. They think, they believe also there would be alumni that would be interested in coming downstate that may have gone back to the Chicago area and living back here in Macomb. To support the university and the community. Just a great location. It really is.
Trotter says the nonprofit also finds the Lemoyne appealing because it's close to Chandler Park. City Hall has been trying for the better part of a decade to find someone willing to fully redevelop the Lemoyne. The city feels it had to play an active role to make something happen, and Mayor Inman says the building's history inspired the city to keep trying. Inman points out the community came together to build the Lemoyne in the 1920s. He says it would have been wrong today to simply give up on it. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.